Welcome to Who Put This On, Season 8, Episode 18, where we watch Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, Season 1, Episode 1, and he's a walking, talking red flag. Time's 100. I'm Chris Lorenz.
This is Brian, and I want to drink your blood.
Stinky the Dolphin, trying to get everybody pregnant. This is Noah Singer.
When you fart, everyone smell it. This is Max.
Those are quotes from this week's show. Yeah.
You missed a very important character in smell. It smells it. I feel like your quip said, like, everyone go smell it.
No, I said, when you fart, everyone smell it.
But isn't it everyone smells it? Like, not
no,
like,
it's like a Caymanian accent.
Oh, okay.
I will go back and check the tape. Sorry. Take it away, Chris.
I also didn't get that. Anyway, those were quotes from this week's show. But last week, we put up a poll on Twitter and we watched Unlocked, some sort of experiment on Netflix. And we put a poll on Twitter and you guys voted it a middle third show.
All right.
So tell us what you thought about this show on Twitter at Who Put This On. Noah, what was the show?
Yeah. A group of uber rich and on the rise locals and expats navigate the rocky waters of their relationships, friendships, and careers in the paradise of Grand Cayman. That is Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise on Freeform, which is some kind of thing that makes TV that is owned by Disney.
It used to be ABC Family.
It's also available on Hulu, which is where I watched it.
Yeah, I watched it on Hulu, but does anybody know why they went from ABC Family to Freeform?
They wanted to make some family-unfriendly content.
Really?
This is very unfriendly for families.
That's my guess. Excuse my clicky-clack.
I'm pretty sure they went to this is because it's more of a free content mill and not like paid via channels stuff, paid via cable. Like, it might be free. And we don't call something Freeform and not have it free.
Yeah. Right? So Freeform, if the Google AI answer is correct, this has been like the Village Bicycle of TV channels. It's had four owners and six name changes since its launch in 1977 as an extension of the Christian Broadcasting Network.
How far they've come.
Would we even consider it the same thing at that point?
Yeah, it's unclear what asset is being transferred. Like, I'm assuming it's like IP and like content rights. But
I think there's also literally like you need a license to have a channel.
It's definitely like, I don't think it's a license. It's like contracts with the cable operators to have this channel. And cable operators don't want to add any more channels, especially recently. Does it cost them money? So it makes sense to buy a channel, rename it. Like, they're just renaming that True TV channel to something else. What? AKA the Impractical Jokers channel.
Yeah, I know that channel is not being renamed.
Is now not True TV anymore. I don't know.
When did this happen?
Very recently. Impractical Jokers is now on TBS.
Wow.
So that also switched.
I got to read this quote from the president of Freeform. I'm sure the guy's a decent guy, but this is what they explained behind the rebrand.
Wait, is it about becomers?
Be what?
Sorry, go ahead. Read your quote.
Purposely and passionately moving our brand forward by defying expectations and dismantling conventions, busting stereotypes of theme, cast, and culture in service to a more inclusive world on and off screen.
No.
I have another quote from their Wikipedia page. ABC Family executives announced that it would establish a focus on becomers, a group termed by network representatives to refer to what are normally identified as millennials. The most important question that young people ask themselves as they're going from high school to their 30s is, who am I becoming? So he called the life stage becoming, and the people going through it, becomers.
Aren't becomers people who are near the end of watching porn?
No, that's pre-comers. Right. Anyway, back to the show.
Back to the show. So
Grands came in, Secret of Oak Island.
Isn't it the people that don't do as well at the sperm donation clinic?
Okay. All right, guys.
I liked it.
This show is essentially Real Housewives, it seems, but like starting from nothing. So it was kind of interesting, at least from that perspective, to like they introduce like pretty much they main introduce like three people, and they introduce like, I don't know, 10 other people, like tangentially, but like three main people, you get kind of like what their lives are about and what's going on with their lives. Mm-hmm. And they're mainly the women in the show, and the shows, they're very catty with each other. It's a lot of cattiness going on in the show. There's a lot of like baby daddy drama in the show. There's a lot of weird like accusations being thrown around in the show. So why don't we get into it? Let's just do it. The show starts off with like an introduction from, I think, Elizabeth. I'm unsure. That says, can you keep up with all the sexiness of the Cayman Islands? Really setting the tone poem for the show. I was really surprised no one used that as their quip, but
tone poem?
Tone poem.
I never heard of
it. I didn't catch it.
No.
You never heard of a tone poem before?
No, can't say I have.
No.
Well, there you go. That's the tone poem for you. And then, yeah, so then you get introduced to Elizabeth, which is Armie Hammer's ex-wife.
Quick check. Am I the only one who has no idea who Armie Hammer was? Like, I see he's actually pretty popular, but, like, honestly, like, I was like, I have no idea.
No, he was the Call Me By Your Name guy. He was everywhere for a hot second, and then this stuff dropped.
To this moment, right now, I do not know who Armie Hammer is.
He was an actor. If you go to his Wikipedia page, you'll be like, oh, he's that guy. If you look at his film.
He is an actor. He's not dead.
What's he acting in now? Nothing.
Hopefully a jail cell.
Do you want to hear a fun Armie Hammer factoid?
Sure.
This sounds like bullshit, and it is not. Armie Hammer is named after his grandfather, Armand Hammer, who was like a heavy industrialist, like super capitalist. Armand Hammer, just for funsies, bought the Arm & Hammer brand of baking soda. Sounds like bullshit. Absolutely real.
Even though he has no relation to it.
Correct. Like... Well, he bought it. So at some point he did. I think he sold it back to... Now you know.
Yeah, it's his great-grandfather who was the industrialist. Oil man. Gas man.
Yeah, I still don't really know who this guy is. Call Me By Your Name. I think I've seen this movie.
It's a very popular, very famous, supposed to be like a very good movie. But
is anyway. He's the Winklevoss twin, right? From Social Network?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
He did both of them.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's the big draw to the show right now.
I mean, he's been in a lot of things. It's like, it's not like he's a one-off guy. Like, he has a bunch of legit movies to his name. But yeah, I just would be like, I think I've heard of it because it's such a clever name. Like, amazing name. It's incredible it's his real name. But like, yeah, I just wouldn't have been able to be like, oh yeah, that guy.
Well, maybe you should have thought about that when you named your kids Noah.
My last name's not even Hammer.
Well, I'm just saying you can come up with names that are like just as good.
Yeah, like sewing singer for the sewing machine.
I mean, one of my child's names is kind of like that. I don't have to go into it in a pod, but it kind of is.
Yeah, that's true. Like Famous, that would have been a good name.
Famous. Ooh. Yeah, Famous Amos Singer.
Infamous. Ooh, ooh, all right. So... Yeah. Yeah. So his ex-wife, apparently there's this thing that we get introduced right away, which they call the Cayman Curse, which is once you move to the Cayman Islands, you break up with your husband or boyfriend, whoever you move there with. And two of the people we really get introduced to have had this Cayman Curse happen to them. So mm-hmm. Elizabeth had this happen with Armie Hammer, and we'll talk about Salida, I think was the next person.
Okay, but seriously, like, her Cayman curse is totally justified. They also try to go like, oh yeah, there was allegations of abuse, and they show an article that was just like, cannibalism, I want to drink your blood. I'm like, that's perfectly valid reason to break up with somebody.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is. Also, are we allowed to say like Grand Cayman or is it Grand Cayman?
Who gives a shit? follow-up question. Is it Caribbean or Caribbean? Because according to, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean, it's Caribbean. Mm. I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't think it matters.
Yeah. It's not. It's not like vitamin and vitamin. Like it's vitamin.
Who says vitamin?
That's a UK thing. Vitamin.
Is it really?
Yeah. That's a UK thing. They say vitamin.
Definitely. All right, well, yeah. That's very true.
Time to go fight people in the UK.
You go do that. One of the funny things that Elizabeth says right away is she says, "Do my boobs look low? Honest, guys. Honest." I thought that was a good quip too. I have all these quips written down for the first part of the show.
That's it was pretty good.
Yeah. So we find out this Cayman curse. There's also some other Caymanisms we learn, and I didn't catch them all.
There was one called Gallist, or was are we talking just like from the Elizabeths? Like there was one called Gallist, which is Jamaican slang for a player or a pimp.
Oh yep. Yeah.
In Caymankind. Caymankind.
And her, Elizabeth's big, like, thing that's going on for her, she's opening a bakery.
Bird bakery. Bird? Bakery bird? Bird. Bird, bird is the word. Bird? Bakery? Bird.
And this is not her first bakery. She's owned a bunch of bakeries.
That seems pretty cool. Like, I gotta give her credit for, like, being, you know, married to this guy who's, like, super wealthy. She, like, is running this business. Like, kudos to her.
I think it's more the fact that, you know, super famous people don't want people to just sit on the couch all day.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I think it's a chicken and egg thing.
I think it's a vanity project.
It's probably... those are definitely vanity projects, I think. So like, bakers make a lot of money?
You don't think she's running it? Like, it seemed like she was in the operations.
She specifically said she had three branches. You think she's, like, actively flying to Dallas to bake their ciabatta? I don't think so.
Right. She but it seemed like at the first one, she was, like, hands-on. Or, I mean, that's the question. Maybe the show lied to me.
I will say I was thrown because she referred to one of the mixing machines by name, by the brand name, and I was impressed by that. So, you know, maybe she spins it up and then trains people. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
How good is this?
She doesn't seem like a dummy or anything.
How good is this ciabatta, Max? It's last time we had some good ciabatta.
Sorry, Chris, do you mean Bird Bakery Brand's ciabatta? Bird Bakery ciabatta presented by Bird. sponsored by Bird Scooters. Phenomenal. You gotta try it. You gotta fly to San fucking Antonio to try this fucking ciabatta.
Whenever you were saying that, I could only think of the Ozarks show because they were the bird family. A lot of birds going on. Yeah, so there's like a couple drama points with this. Like they try to like make up some drama between Frank and her, and like trying to hire this one person, like tangentially like introducing. Like I just like don't care about this bakery. I don't care about her. I don't care about her bakery. I don't know if anyone has any other opinions.
You know, I think there is something to be said for the potential of a storyline of somebody, you know, sort of making a life comeback after a shitty husband. Did they succeed? That's left as an exercise to the viewer.
No.
There is some other minutiae we have about Elizabeth and how she doesn't actually go to the party that we'll talk about.
That seemed like such fakeness. Mm-hmm. All the fakeness.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know. She said she doesn't like to hang out with people she doesn't want to. I don't know. I believed her in that moment.
I mean, might be true, but, you know, it still just seemed like a total fake type of thing. I don't know. Like, so much of the show, and I'll kind of bring it up because I think we're pushing into it. It seemed like a really rich person just bankrolled this for them and their friends. Like, it doesn't seem like there's any real audience for this show, and I think this is part of it.
I mean, you say that, but people keep watching Real Housewives. Fuck, what was I going to say?
What was the other one? The Sarasota?
Yes, the King of something, something.
Yeah,
we've talked about this. Siesta Key.
Siesta Key, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because nothing of great interest happens on this island is the vibe I got. Before we get off Elizabeth, have we discussed that Armie Hammer is a cannibal? Or wants to be? He would like tell his mistresses he wanted to take out their rib and eat it.
I mean, how do you eat a bone? What is he doing?
Chris, you've never eaten a fucking rib before? A short
rib? I mean, like, I've eaten the meat around a rib, but, like...
I mean, I assume that's... Also, there's marrow. There's tasty, good marrow. I don't know what he wanted to do with this fucking bone, dude.
Do you think he's going to smoke it? Like, one rib? Like, that's a lot of work for one rib.
That would be a really fucked up bong. A human bone bong is crazy.
Oh, yeah, that would be a good bond for sure.
I don't
know. What about a skull?
Nah, too many holes.
What if you have your great-grandfather's skull and you make it into a bong?
Doesn't really sit right with me personally.
What if your great-grandfather was like Bob Marley or like Snoop Dogg?
Is that sanitary?
Well, first off, Snoop Dogg is not dead, so...
No, I know, but, like he smoked pot all the time, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Like, he's smoking, like, 2 pounds of weed a day or whatever the fuck Snoop Dogg is smoking.
There's something about interacting with someone's skull that just seems off-putting. I can't put my finger on it.
All right. Should we move on to our next contestant here on Grand Cayman Islands? We've got Salida, a former Victoria's Secret model, and she has dated Nick Cannon.
And Terrence J, who I think hosted a show we watched. I want to say, Are You the One? Let me Google this.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't catch everyone that was on the screen when they were brought about.
Yeah.
Nick Cannon seemed very familiar to me.
Yeah, and you immediately wonder if she had a kid with him.
No, I didn't wonder that.
Yeah, how did you not wonder that?
Because I don't really think about Nick Cannon in my life, and I don't remember that Nick Cannon has like 50 kids until you just brought it up to me.
You don't think about Nick Cannon at all?
No, absolutely not.
I feel like Nick Cannon is our Rome. Like, if you're in the podcasting world, you know, for reality TV, we don't think about Rome every 10 seconds, whatever it is. We think about Nick Cannon.
Fair.
He's not even in any reality shows.
Yeah, he is.
Do you want to hear a fun Nick Cannon fact?
Yes.
I think he has like 11 kids by 5 baby mamas or something. Like, he just keeps pumping them out.
That's what we were talking about.
Fucking ignore me.
Yeah, and Nick,
I thought we were talking about our Rome.
Yeah, Nick Cannon. Yeah, Nick, he was Rome. In that America's Got Talent show that we did, like, I don't know, like 8 years ago.
Yep. And that Masked Singer? Yeah, Masked Singer. Your favorite.
Yeah. Oh, right. He was hitched to Mariah Carey.
He does a bunch of stuff. He's like, what's his name? Ryan Seacrest. Yeah.
Ryan Seacrest. He's just doing
everything.
Does he have as many reality shows as he has babies or baby mamas?
I don't know. But
clearly, we're very interested in talking about this show. This might be the smallest amount of notes I've ever written for a show, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, I've written like 10 things. And four of them are quotes from the show itself.
The only interesting thing about Celia we haven't brought up is she grew up in New York, but is from Cayman Islands.
Cayman. Yeah.
The Cayman. Her drama in the show is she's starting a fashion show. She's like the, I don't know, she's running it. She's teaching the people how to be fashionistas or something. Unclear. It seems like this is made up for the show. Like, they're going to do some weird fashion show for the show, this show itself.
Yep.
And normally she doesn't do shit.
Nah. But I mean, let me take that back. That was incorrect. She was a Victoria's Secret model. They work hard.
Like, yeah. But she's not that anymore.
No, but, you know, she knows how to work, right? Like,
that's
very good job. Yeah.
Was she the one that had, like, all those hobbies? It was somebody with a bunch of hobbies.
Yes, that was her. Do I remember any of them? No.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have anything bad to say about Celita. She seemed normal, fine human being. Normal Victoria's Secret model, because I know a lot of those. But overall, normal human being. The next person we meet is Chelsea. She's from Manchester. And she had this is the other person with the Cayman curse. She came with her husband, which we don't know who that was. They blurred out his face. And then her drama is the most annoying drama on any reality show of all time. Not just her specifically, but this kind of drama is really annoying. This is like this on again, off again relationship with Tyson, her baby mom, her like baby's dad. So some baby mama situation. And like, they're just like going back and forth. It's like, I like Tyson. I don't like Tyson. He's a player. He's not a player. But, oh, I'm trying to have a family. I'm not trying to have a family. He cheated on me. It's okay. Blah, 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 blah. I'm just like, move on.
Yeah.
What's going on? Like, why is she still with this guy? I mean, clearly we know why, but like, bad news bears. Bears are bad here.
Yeah, it's like one of those things where you're just like rooting against this relationship, and you're like, why am I watching this? I don't want these people to be together.
Right.
It's funny. Literally nobody else on the island seems to like this guy. Everybody's like, yeah, he's trouble.
No. Yeah. But and everyone's still friends with him. You know.
I don't know
with all these women, so clearly the women are like speaking out of two sides of their mouth, because like, how does he still find fish to feed, you know,
because he's not feeding in this pool, he's feeding in other pools
because he's hot and he can get it.
And then like, people should just say like, own up to it, right? Like, some people don't like him, but like,
I mean, people visit the Cayman Islands. Like, it's not like a,
right?
You know, it's not a Galapagos island. Like, you can get there.
For sure.
Factoid: Cayman Islands about 75,000 population.
That's it. 75,000.
That's it. And 97%
there's a lot of fish in there.
97% of the population lives on Grand Cayman, like those two other islands that nobody lives on.
The other two seemed quite small. I looked at the map. I was like, what do you mean? Islands.
Wait.
And I was like, what? Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think this comes down to me. Like, I feel like he's a person everyone loves to hate, but then people also kind of are like secretly a little jealous and like they actually want to.
I don't think the women in the show are jealous.
No. Yeah, I don't think anybody in the show gives a fuck about anybody else. They just want to be on TV.
Well, that too, probably.
One more note. I think that Chelsea from Manchester is very funny from an English Premier League standpoint. Chelsea, Manchester teams.
But
yeah. I think that Tyson, when he comes to this party, everyone's like, oh, Tyson's here. God damn it. Who invited Tyson? I didn't invite Tyson. I invited Chelsea. I didn't invite Tyson. Right. Everyone's like, and like the one girl like comes and sits with them as like, I guess I'll sit next to Chelsea so I can get some airtime on this show.
Totally. Yeah. It's a, yeah, but again, is it all made up?
I don't think so. I mean, I legitimately think they're doing these things that for the show, which are all made up. Like,
yeah,
I think that, you know, maybe they're trying a little hard to get Tyson and her back together, but like they have a child. It's his child. Like, that's real, Noah. That's real. They're like hanging out with a kid. That seemed very real to me.
Or how far do they go now in reality TV? Just how far will they go?
I don't know. I like, would they be back together if it wasn't for the reality TV show? I don't know.
Seems unlikely.
But will they try to make it work because of the reality TV show? Sure. Well, is that fake? Kinda.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like Kardashian level fake where they're like, I didn't like that line, let me redo it. And it's like clearly like redubbing stuff and like their acting is terrible. Like these people, their acting is probably terrible, but it didn't feel like their acting was terrible because it didn't feel like they were acting.
Yeah.
To me,
agreed.
Personally.
Yeah. Agreed. That's a good point. No, you're right. It does not feel like they're acting. That's a good point.
Did we discuss how many women Tyson was sleeping with while Chelsea from Manchester was pregnant? Five.
Oh,
she still took him back.
That's Nick Cannon level shit right there.
That's a choice.
Nick's kind of, I don't think he's known for cheating.
Oh, sorry. I don't want to be putting words in Nick Cannon's mouth here. I don't know.
Well, I mean, to be fair, there's a big difference between, like, your wife's pregnant, cheating, and just not, like, committing yourself to someone and being, like, clear about that. That's a big difference.
I buy that. Some people are married and still cool with their people sleeping around.
Right? Like, yeah.
I don't mean to besmirch Nick Cannon. I'm sorry, Nick Cannon.
Right, we think about him all the time. You gotta get straight. But yeah, it's unclear why Chelsea... Well, they say that Chelsea is fuckmatized. and that's why she can't leave.
I mean, there's definitely a scene with her and her friend. I think Lauren, I think, was her friend. And they were talking about their relationship. And Chelsea was like, she had those, like, I'm in love eyes. Like, some definitely, like, infatuated eyes going on talking about Trevor, which is weird. You know, she just wants it.
She's in a bad place.
Dude's a good lay. That's what I got.
Bad place. So we didn't talk about one of the guys on the show. I forgot his name. He's friends with
Trevor, Dylan.
I don't know.
Craig.
I just don't know.
Aaron. Was he a local or an expat?
He's a local, but he shaved a diamond in his chest out of chest hair.
That's a fucking vibe. I definitely miss that.
Oh, really? Yeah.
You have that timestamp? Because I want to see this.
It's all throughout the show. I mean, I don't. So there's the guy who's like super tatted up, like the white guy. Then there's the black guy. And he has the sunglasses that has like no nose piece. It's just kind of like a Cyclops glasses. And he has a diamond shape in his chest.
Oh. I was too busy looking to his glorious sunglasses.
I mean, the sunglass game in the show is very high. There's a very high.
I mean, you're rich and you're the Grand Cayman Islands. You gotta be wearing $1,000 sunglasses. Like, you gotta really.
Yeah. They're super nice.
You're not wearing a lot of other clothes, so you gotta really push those sunglasses.
I mean, it is unclear to me, though, too. Where are all these people getting their money? Where's this money coming from?
Alimony.
Don't worry about it.
I'm thinking about this.
I agree with Max here. It's definitely alimony. Or you're Victoria's Secret for 20 years, and you just got your own money.
Well, like, yeah. Or she does, but there's a lot of people on the show, and they're all, like, rolling in cash, it seems like.
They're all making that ciabatta money. They're all making that dough.
Making that bread. Bread.
Yeah.
Oh. The other minutia I really want to, we should talk about is this whole thing with Elizabeth and sending messages to, I don't remember her name.
Courtney, some other blonde.
Courtney, about like,
accusing
her. I don't even remember what it's about. I just remember her getting a bunch of messages from different Twitter accounts or Facebook accounts.
So there's this other girl. Yeah, take it away, Noah.
Yeah, so Courtney McTaggart is this other girl on the show. Supposedly, when Army Hammer is going on his hammer spree, he's one of the girls who got hammered with Army.
But to be clear, the only person who seems to think this is Elizabeth.
Yeah. So it's unclear, you know, what's going down, but this is part of the beef between Courtney and Elizabeth.
So she's like kind of vindictive, sending these messages like, how dare you break up my marriage or my relationship?
But also it's not being done. It's being done through these like burner accounts that are not explicitly Elizabeth. Apparently this is her MO, but yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. We learn in this episode that Army Hammer speaks out about the relationship and claims.
Have you heard the big news?
The big news.
Holy shit. Yeah,
like, is this even, like, again, that like blew my mind, because Army Hammer to me is like not a celebrity. And so when they make a big deal about Army Hammer doing something, I'm like,
it's on the front page of whatever magazine.
But Noah, he is a local celeb, and the local celeb effect is big. If I told you Macklemore broke his leg, you would hear that through the grapevine.
No, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
Could be on the front page of Seattle Times.
Point made.
Apparently, he was also in Gilmore Girls. I have the IMDb pages just rolling through.
Dude, he was in Arrested Development. He was in Veronica Mars.
He's on. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, he. I'm not trying to be like, I don't know why. It's like, for me, in my little world, I just had no idea.
I mean, I think I've heard his name before. I just didn't know who he was.
Well, you can't forget his name. It's an incredible name. Nobody has a better name. Like, Army Hammer. You don't get better.
Max Powers, pretty good.
Is there a person named Max Powers?
It's from a show.
Isn't that what Homer changed his name to in The Simpsons?
It's definitely from a show or something.
It does ring a bell.
Yep.
There's an English soccer player named Max Power. But yeah, no, Chris, you're right. Homer changes his name to Max Powers.
All right, let's get into some questions, unless somebody else has more minutia. Brian, do you have any minutia?
No. Like, my biggest thing was just, like, how much people hated Trevor and, like, it's all over, or Tyson rather, and then like just like why did anybody tolerate this? Why if people smell your shit on the island, you're getting kicked out, and he's not kicked
that's
out
what
yet.
That's what they say.
Yeah,
that's what they say. I got one. Walking so there is a scene where they're eating dinner. They're eating dinner on this platform that it's not in the middle of the pool, but it is disconnected from any continuous piece of land. Now, it's not a huge step to this platform, but it's still disconnected. And it kind of blew my mind. Like, who's making this platform in the middle of their pool to have these one-off things? It's crazy to me. I've never seen anything like
preaching to the choir.
But
I guess the other thing that I could talk about is like they had this coming the season on like towards the end they like tried to like do something and literally was bored while they were doing this. I had no desire to watch anymore.
Never in my life have I seen so little occur in a this season on. Like yeah, it has nothing to work with.
Yeah,
terrible.
Yeah, the show has no soul. Like I think that's the thing. Like this show, whether it's like the Housewives, or any other reality show, like this really just feels like AI made a reality TV show. Like you put in a prompt, make a reality TV show in Grand Cayman, make people attractive with a lot of money, and like this is what we get. Like this is the simulation. There's nothing to this. It's just
so you're saying is we should do this.
I think once we get into our own production company, when that happens, we will produce better stuff. There's very few people, I think, more educated, more knowledgeable, more experienced than us.
At knowing how to make a great reality show pilot. How do we end reality shows? I don't know. Not my expertise.
Like we just got to make the pilot, we get it greenlit, and then they bring in the professionals.
Yeah, then we get the money. We walk away,
we'll get a check for, you know, 100,000, 150. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm okay all too.
Right. All right, who is the worst human being?
Tyson.
Probably, yeah. Tyson. I don't know. Yeah. What's worth texting like an edgelord that you want to eat somebody's rib, or cheating on your girlfriend?
Well, he wasn't on the show. He was just talked about.
Yeah, you're right. He's not the worst on the show. You're right. It's Tyson.
Yeah,
Mike Tyson.
He's like I forgot the name. There's like a name for it where it's like something that's referred to on a show but never actually shown.
Waiting for Godot.
Yeah, it's like a thing in film, like TV.
Movie. I don't know.
By the way, I'm looking at some real estate on Grand Cayman. There are some pricey real estate. Not all of it, but some of it, like a $50 million house.
Okay.
$24 million. Then there's like, you know, the low single digits. But there's some
the single stuff. Digit millions.
Yeah, yeah. And then you could buy some land. I mean, actually, even the land isn't super terrible. Like you can buy... Let's see, 2 acres. It seems like on the water for $500,000. That doesn't seem crazy.
But could you imagine the cost to build a house in the middle of an island?
So I googled this kind of as well. Just kind of the general cost of living day to day is 158% of America's. So you know, more expensive.
I'm just saying,
insane.
you don't got that cheap labor from Mexico coming in to build your house.
Yeah.
Like, you got to bring the people to your island to build it.
Everything there seems super hard, right? Like yep. You're not connected to anything by road. 150, like a 1.5x. That seems probably accurate. But you're also living in paradise, which is pretty cool. But I wonder if they have good Wi-Fi. You know,
would this show be better as a Quibi or TikTok?
The less of this content that exists, the better.
Yeah.
It's you're saying that it wouldn't be better shorter. It just would be better to not exist at all.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Somebody Brian, should what do you vent, think? Somebody should right. vent like a streaming platform where the videos just don't exist.
Brian, what do you think? History. Yeah, I would easily say this would be a TikTok. So then just skip all the bullshit and I can swipe away.
So you can swipe.
Yeah.
That's why you want it to be a TikTok.
Exactly. Or, or if it was a Quibi, it also wouldn't exist because it's not a Roku original. So it's just dead. Shot in the head. Pop.
Well, I mean, seriously, though, like if we cut out like a lot of the bullshit, there's probably like, man, there wasn't even like anything there. I don't know. I don't think it would make a difference.
I mean, some of the shots looked pretty cool. Like, it was a beautiful, like, island that they were showing. And, like, I think that would be fun to watch in a TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, if we strip away all the people and just put Grand Cayman Islands on TikTok, that'd be pretty good.
Just, like, scenes of the islands?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, yeah. I'm totally okay with seeing that.
They got some iguanas there, apparently.
All right, so there's no host, so we'll skip that one. We need drinking rules. Definitely need some drinking rules for this one. Mm-hmm. And I think the stock one that you got to do is anytime they're drinking, you take a drink. Max?
Mm-hmm. Every time they say bird, take a bite of ciabatta.
Noah?
Every time they speak Grand Cayman, like Cayman Kine, Galisto, whatever else. Take a big sip. A big sip.
The Cayman Islandism. Caymanisms. Yeah. Brian?
Anytime somebody says red flag, take a drink.
Anytime you're sick of the Tyson drama, take a drink.
All right, so you're trying to kill people.
I was gonna say, every time they talk about the Tyson drama, eat a chicken leg.
Every time there's a new reveal of somebody cheating, take a shot.
It's a good one. I like that one. Yeah. That might be your best one ever, Max.
And if it's revealed that somebody was cheating with five women, that's five shots, just to be clear.
Well, whew. I mean, drink responsibly. That's all I'm saying. What do you love about this show? Max, what do you love about it?
Why would you start with me? What is wrong with you, Chris?
Because you get the first choice. You get first. Oh, you get dibs. We can go back to you.
You know what? The island is interesting. I never really focused on the Cayman Islands before. Isn't that where people like hide all their money?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I was wondering where, because like I know of the Cayman Islands, but I have no idea where it is.
Yeah, I think it's one of these like offshore places.
Probably right. That's why I know it. That's why I know it. Noah, what do you love about the show?
I was going to kind of go down a similar path. Like, I've heard of Grand Cayman. Don't really know much of anything about Grand Cayman. Kind of interesting to hear something about Grand Cayman. Not that I think this gives any type of historical or cultural insight beyond some of the Caymanism that who knows if that's even true. I don't know if you can smell everyone's fart. Maybe that's false. Don't know. But I thought that was kind of nice.
You get to know about the bakery. The Bird Bakery. That's cultural, right? Brian,
now it makes sense. Marty Bird, Ozarks, laundering money, Bird Bakery. Oh, it's
all coming full circle.
It all adds up to 23.
Yes, that's true.
What do you love about the show, Brian?
I don't know. Like, I mean, it's another party show. Like, if you're into that, that's like that could be just kind of fun to watch. But I'm like really like. I'm not even like fully into that. Like I'm on the similar boat of like learning about like islands and like seeing about that. Cause like, that's something I will never get to experience.
You could go to the Caymans. I'm sure it's not that hard.
Probably. And I could probably just sit on a lawn chair, and that's about all I can do.
What do I love about the show? I think it does a decent job of introducing people. I think it kind of feels like we're thrown in the middle, but we also get a good introduction to everyone. And I didn't feel overwhelmed by the amount of people, even though they introduce a lot of people. So I think they did a great job there.
That's a good point.
Yep.
They did everybody got the right amount of time.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right. So now we come to our second favorite question. Noah, what do you think Max watched this show at speed-wise? Do you think it's a 1X, 2X, 3X?
I'm going, you know, this feels aggressive, but I'm going to go with that. I'm going 2X. I'm going 2X.
What about you, Brian? What do you think?
I'll go 1.5.
All right. I'll take he watched it with his girlfriend at 1. Regular speed.
Ding, ding, ding. It's Chris.
Wow.
Man, the girlfriend's really ruining this question.
It's on the Chromecast, and if I do regular Chromecasting, I can't speed it up. If I do like screen mirroring my laptop, then I can speed it up.
Interesting.
You really need to figure it out so you can speed it up. This question becomes.
I do want to keep you guys on your toes.
I might need to call her and
tell her.
Talk about this.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
As the only person in this group that hasn't actually met her.
No, that's fine.
All right. So we'll do our last question where we do a stack ranking between top, middle, and bottom third compared to other reality shows. What do you got for me, Max?
This is a bottom third show, but maybe top of the bottom. It had all the right elements except nothing happens to these people. They are not interesting. They have nothing going on. I've never been more convinced that Paradise is fucking awful than by watching this show.
Whoa.
Noah, what do you got for me?
Yeah. I'm going to stick to my comparison. I think AI made the show. I think it's a simulation. I'm clear. Man, this is real. It's just so like prompt in the box. Make me reality show, tropical, hot, money, and spit it out. So for those reasons, bottom, middle of the bottom. I don't think this is bottom of the bottom. I don't want the AI to come get me later, you know, and say, hey, you did that. So.
I just want to say about your AI comments, like, there's a lot of people that worked on this show, and, like, they worked on it. We know it's not an AI. Like, we got the cameraman, got the editors, you got the producers, you know. They can't be blamed for these people being boring, okay? They're just taking a gig.
Simulation. No. This is the start of it. This is the proof.
All right.
This is the proof I have.
All right, Brian, what do you got for me?
I think I'm going to go top of the bottom. I think that there's going to just be like drama from Tyson and probably not as much else interesting stuff. And yeah, I'm not really like interested. Like if I just want drama, like I'll tune in again.
I mean, I agree with you guys, but I think this is the most milquetoast show that just straddles the line between top and bottom. So I think it's middle. I think it's a middle third show. It's not offensive. It's not boring. It's not necessarily boring, but I don't know.
Chris?
I'm going to put it in the middle.
Chris, I'm going to challenge you a little bit. Where in the middle? Top, middle, or bottom?
Oh, it's bottom of the middle, for sure.
Okay.
It's definitely,
all right.
Yeah, definitely in the bottom.
Okay.
But like, I didn't hate the show, but I didn't necessarily like the show. And so that's where it's going to go. Fight me. Yeah. Tweet at me. We'll fight about it. All right. Tell us what you thought about this show.
Don't get in a fight. The event is more important. Don't risk it.
Tell us what you thought about the show on Twitter @WhoPutThisOn. And next week, we're going to be doing, not necessarily next week, the next couple months, I'm gone. So, and I think a bunch of people are going to be busy next week. So it might be the following week. It might be a couple weeks. I don't know. But they're going to do Zillow. What's it called?
Zillow Gone Wild. It's a TV show made after a Facebook page.
When you do that show, please talk about the 90s sensation Girls Gone Wild, because they're obviously using that as a connotation, and I don't know how good of a connotation that should be, that they should be using. Probably something that they shouldn't be using.
But I mean, Zillow Gone Wild's on Max. So it's not like it's like a, you know, people have debated this in boardrooms.
You think so? I don't think so. I think the budget's so low on HBO that they're just like, these people want, 200,000 episode? All right, give it to them.
Or HGTV.
Whatever a cheap, probably like 20,000 an episode. They're like, oh, yeah, that's so cheap. We'll get so many subscribers. We got all the reality shows.
I don't know. So Zillow Gone Wild started as an Instagram account. Sorry. It was an Instagram account first, starting in 2020. But, I mean, to your point, like, there's a lot of people that made this show. There was at least 30 people, maybe 40, that sweated a little bit over the name of this show. The lawyers who had to go make sure, you know, everything's cleaned up.
Well, sure. Like, I mean, we're already spoiling our talk about Zillow Gone Wild. But, like, the fact that it already existed as a property is the only reason the show is named that way, for sure.
Fair, yeah.
Right? Yeah. But do you think the guy that started Zillow Gone Wild should get arrested for using the Gone Wild moniker? Because the Gone Wild moniker has been spoiled. Like, I don't think you could use Gone Wild.
Yeah, I wonder how many Gone Wild, how many things have gone wild. That's it.
Yeah. Okay, something to look forward to in that episode. typically right now we do some shout outs of other stuff we've been watching, other stuff we liked. I'll shout out Abigail, which is a horror movie. That was out in theaters. I'm sure it'll come out soon. It was very fun. It was a fun, it's like a comedy horror, but not super comedy. I would highly recommend going in cold, but I'm sure you've been spoiled already because all the marketing spoils this movie, but it is still good even though you know the spoiler. But that's
so we're short.
Oh, I did see the trailer for this movie.
Yeah, they've been running it a little bit, for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure you've been spoiled. It's fine, but it is fun. The gore is great, and the violence is good, and it's good. Max,
Army Hammer production.
I finished up Invincible season 2. Still good. I'm loading up my Max because I watched Baby Reindeer. That was pretty decent.
I gotta watch that. That's like the thing right now, I feel.
Yeah. It's 7 episodes. It's only gonna be 1 season. I thought it was very smartly written.
Isn't it based on something? Like a real life thing?
Yes, it's based on something that actually happened to the guy who wrote it and stars in it. It's very It's very Fleabag in a weird way, just in the way this one person is sort of in charge of the whole show.
Yeah.
Noah, you have any shout-outs? Oh,
man. I should have been more prepared for this, and it wasn't. Yeah, so I listened to Kara Swisher's book called Burn Book. It's okay. I can't say I would, greatly recommend it. I think if you want to be listening to super inside baseball and really just hear a very slanted story from Kara Swisher about her life, it's fine. she's definitely led a very interesting life. And she has some nice stories to tell, but definitely a part of it where you're like, you just know it's her story, which is fine. But, maybe it's better that she is so transparent about that. But yeah. Again, lukewarm recommendation. I think if you really are, you know, playing the game, then might as well.
That's what you come here for. The lukewarm recommendations. Mr. Brian.
You're going in cold to see Abigail. This is lukewarm. You got to balance out somehow.
Brian, do you have a lukewarm suggestion for us?
Yes. Katie and I have been going, continuing with Vanderpump Villa.
Whoa.
It's still kind of fun, like, bullshit show. I think it's, considering I've, like, watched, like, most of the season by now, like, it's moving up in my ratings. But it's just fun, like, drama show and, like, kind of cool. Lisa Vanderpump is not, like, what I remember her to be in, like, other TV shows.
Do people get in trouble for drinking at the bar again?
That's like the least of it. No, like that's done.
Okay, I was just curious. I do think that the like workers for rich people is way more interesting a show than just drama about rich people.
Yeah, like Below Deck, and yeah.
I want to watch some drama. Below
Deck. I want to watch drama about poor people.
Yeah, it's called Going Outside, Max.
Oh,
it's called The News.
Too real.
It's called every John Oliver episode.
It's called Unlocked.
All right. Oh. That's it for us this weekend. This week. We'll see you guys in the next couple weeks. Now I can't do my thing. And we'll see you guys next time.